148, Chapter 26, The Economy of Modern Georgia. Chapter Preview, Terms, Globalization, Free Trade, Free Enterprise, Interstate Highways, Suburbs, Metropolitan Area, Pasteurization, Broilers, Agribusiness, Kaolin, Cold War, Containment, Retail, Shopping Center, Centennial, Income, Expenses, Overdraft, Interest, Investment, Certificate of Deposit, Stock, Mutual Fund, Repossess. People: Jesse Jewell, Bernie Marcus, Arthur Blank, Ted Turner, Hank Aaron, Rankin Smith. Places: Bainbridge, Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport, Elberton, Pickens County, Sandersville, Korea. From the end of World War II to the early 21st century, Georgia's economy has not only grown, but it has changed in basic ways. Both agriculture and manufacturing became more diverse, and workers have sometimes been replaced with machines. Increasingly, Georgians found jobs in the growing service sector. As the economy changed, people moved to Georgia's cities, especially the Atlanta area. With the growth of its air travel and the intersection of major highways, Atlanta became the transportation hub of the region. Since the late 1990s, Georgia and the rest of the country and world have been affected economically by globalization. That is, the economies of the world's countries have become more connected and more dependent on each other. Georgia now does business with countries all over the world. What happens in their economies can affect us, and what happens in our economy can affect them. In 1992, the United States signed an agreement called the North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA, with Mexico and Canada. Free trade means that the countries do not have any trade barriers, protective tariffs, or quotas on the amount of goods that can be bought and sold among them. A final important change in the economy is the shift that began in the last decades of the 20th century away from manufacturing and toward the service industry. As manufacturing became a smaller proportion of the economy when companies moved overseas, services became a larger one. By the 2000s, a majority of the state's jobs were in this sector of the economy. Our economy is based on the idea of free enterprise. This means that privately owned businesses operate without government interference beyond what is necessary to ensure fairness in competition, consumer protection, and balance in trade. The goal of businesses is to provide a profit. Sometimes people who do not actually work for the company put their money into the company in order to earn a share of the profit. There is a risk involved in investing because if the company or business does not make money, then the investor can lose what was invested. It can, however, be an important way to earn money and to keep the economy booming. Page 650, Section 1, Transportation. As you read, look for the effect of interstate travel, the two major freight rail lines in Georgia, the importance of Georgia's major ports, terms, interstate highways, suburbs, metropolitan area. One key element that has enabled Georgia to expand and modernize its economy is the transportation system developed since World War II. The ability to move Georgia's goods, both agricultural and industrial, from their point of production to their point of sale within the state, nation, or world has been crucial. Our good transportation system has encouraged companies to locate their offices, distribution facilities, and factories in Georgia. For example, in 1991, UPS, United Parcel Service, which employs several thousand Georgians, looked at hundreds of cities before deciding to locate its international headquarters in Georgia. Transporting people was another crucial factor in growth. People have come into and gone out of the state on highways, rail lines, air routes, and sea lanes. highways. There are thousands of miles of highways across Georgia. Both people and goods travel these routes. Today, Georgia's roads consist of city streets, county roads, state highways, and federal highways, including the interstate highway system. Some of the most important road expansion resulted from the 1956 Federal Highway Act, which provided federal funding of 90% of construction costs for a system of interstate highways that would connect the nation. States were expected to provide the remaining 10% with money raised from new taxes on driving-related items. President Dwight D. Eisenhower wanted a system of well-constructed, limited-access, multi-lane highways that would allow for safer high-speed travel. One of Eisenhower's major advisors on this system was General Lucius Clay, the Marietta native who was influential in the location of the Bell Bomber Plant in World War II. Eisenhower's system was based on roads that drivers can enter only at interchanges, which have on- and off-ramps with entry and exit lanes. These lanes allow drivers time to speed up to enter traffic and to slow down to exit. Construction of the interstates took place in the 1960s and 1970s and provided many jobs in Georgia. As new highways were built, more cars and trucks took to the roads. Roadside businesses such as restaurants, hotels, and gas stations opened. As you can see from Map 36, Interstates 75, 85, and 20 all go through Atlanta. This ensured Atlanta's position as a transportation center for the South and a major hub in the Southeast. These interstate highways had a major impact on the economy throughout the country, including Georgia. They lessened the number of traffic deaths per miles traveled. They expanded markets by providing faster, more efficient travel for trucks carrying consumer goods. They provided faster, safer routes for passengers traveling for business and pleasure. This helped increase tourism, which became a very important business in many cities. The interstates allowed employees to more easily get into and out of cities for work. More people moved to the suburbs, residential areas around cities. That led to growing metropolitan areas. A metropolitan area includes a large city surrounded by smaller communities with no green space between them. Atlanta is a good example of a metropolitan area. Rail transport. During World War II, train use increased due to gasoline and tire rationing. At the end of the war, automobiles made a comeback. As interstates and other roads improved travel for cars and trucks, the railroads lost business. More people traveled by car, and fewer used the passenger rail service. By the 1960s and 1970s, passenger rail service ended in much of the state, and some of the beautiful old railway stations in Georgia's cities fell to the wrecking ball. By 2000, two Amtrak lines provided the only passenger rail service in Georgia. The Crescent Line travels from New York to New Orleans with three Georgia stops, Toccoa, Gainesville, and Atlanta. The Silver Service connects New York to Miami, Florida, with stops in Savannah and Jessup. Railroads did continue to transport cargo, although even that has decreased because of the competition from trucking. The major Georgia railroads at the end of World War II were the Atlantic Coast Line and the Seaboard Airline Railroad, which merged in the late 1960s and became the Seaboard Coast Line. The Seaboard then merged with another line to become CSX in 1980. The Central of Georgia Railroad, first established in the 1830s, was bought by the Southern Railway in the 1960s. Southern was taken over by Norfolk Southern in 1982. Today, freight in Georgia is carried by the CSX and the Norfolk Southern Railroads, with some smaller lines connecting industrial sites and small towns to those major lines. Water transport. For much of Georgia's history, transportation on Georgia's rivers has been an important part of the economy. Railroads were the first competition for river transport. Trucking ended much of the remaining river trade. By the late 20th century, only Bainbridge and Columbus still served barges carrying cargo on rivers. The ports of the coast, however, remain a key part of Georgia's growing global trade. Brunswick and Savannah are the two major deep water ports, with Savannah getting the major portion of sea cargo. In 1945, the General Assembly created the Georgia Ports Authority to oversee the state's deep water ports. Throughout the late 20th century, business grew at Savannah's two terminals. In the early 2000s, Savannah is one of the top five ports handling containerized cargo business, and it continues to expand. Cargo containers are about the size of semi-trucks. The entire container can be lifted by crane from one type of transportation to another, such as from a ship to a rail car or a truck bed. Brunswick has three terminals, including one at Colonel's Island, and handles mainly imported automobiles. Georgia's deep water ports and inland barge terminals support more than 280,000 jobs throughout the state. They contribute over $14 billion in income, $55 billion in revenue, and $2.8 billion in state and local taxes to Georgia's economy. Air transport. The other type of transportation that has become increasingly important to Georgia's economic growth is air travel. In the years following World War II, some of the military airfields were converted to civilian use. During the administration of Governor Carl Sanders in the early 1960s, the state began providing matching funds to go along with federal funds to expand air travel. New airports were built and existing airports improved. In the last few decades, Georgia continued to develop two kinds of airports, commercial and general aviation. General aviation airports are those that do not have regularly scheduled airlines. They are used by company planes and private pilots, including crop dusters in some rural areas. Georgia has almost 100 airports of this type. The Peachtree DeKalb Airport in Chamblee is a general aviation airport for the metropolitan Atlanta area. Commercial airports have regular airlines with scheduled flights. Augusta, Columbus, and Savannah have flights for commuter airlines as well as national flights in and out. Savannah is also an international airport. Albany, Athens, Brunswick, Macon, and Valdosta serve commuter flights. Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport. At the top of air travel in the state is Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport, used only by commercial airlines. In 1971, the airport was named after William B. Hartsfield, former mayor of Atlanta. In 2003, the name Jackson was added to honor Maynard Jackson, the first African-American mayor of a southern city. Today, Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport is the busiest airport in the world. In February 2010, almost 6 million passengers took more than 60,000 flights from the airport. From Atlanta, a traveler can fly to countries all over the world on more than 30 airlines. In addition to passenger travel, over 19 companies fly cargo in and out. Planes land on and take off from 5 runways 24 hours a day. Delta Airlines. One of the most important factors in the growth of Georgia's air travel was the relocation of Delta Airlines to Atlanta from Louisiana in 1941. At that time, Delta served the Southeast. In the late 1940s and 1950s, the airline grew as it bought out smaller airlines, added cargo service, and modernized its fleet of planes. In 1955, the company began its first route to New York City. 4 years later, Delta added its first jets. it continued to expand the number of routes and destinations throughout the 1960s and 1970s. By the late 1970s, Delta was flying to Europe. In the late 1980s, it began flying across the Pacific. Throughout the last decades of the 20th century and into the 21st, Delta kept updating its technology and adding routes to its service. Today, Delta serves more than 160 million passengers each year. In 2009, over 55% of all Delta passengers flew out of the Atlanta airport. Reviewing the section. 1. Define suburbs, metropolitan area. 2. What effects did the 1956 Federal Highway Act have on Georgia? 3. What is the difference between commercial and general aviation airports? Page 655, Discovering Georgia, Atlanta. One theme that runs through Georgia's economy in the last 60 years is the importance of Atlanta. The push for Atlanta's modernization began with mayors William Hartsfield and Ivan Allen Jr., who worked hard to convince businesses to locate in the city. Hartsfield promoted air travel and a modern airport. He also annexed areas and tripled the city's size. Allen continued to expand the economic growth. Atlanta's present skyline began to emerge in the 1960s with the construction of high-rise office and hotel buildings. From a city of around 100,000 people in the mid-1900s, Atlanta has become an urban area of over 4 million. By the late 1990s, a new trend emerged as both middle and upper-class whites and blacks began moving back into the city from the suburbs. While most residents are African-American and white, over 10% are foreign-born, representing countries from all over the world. A large proportion of foreign-born residents are from Latin America. Unfortunately, Atlanta's urban growth has led to growing problems with traffic congestion and air pollution. Metro Atlanta's increasing population has also meant the need for more and more water, which has led to conflicts with both Florida and Alabama over Chattahoochee River water. The city still has problems of poverty. Atlanta today is a major center of business, finance, and higher education. Atlanta-based companies such as Coca-Cola, UPS, Georgia Pacific, Delta, and Home Depot are known all over the world. Major media such as CNN and the Weather Channel are based in the capital city. Atlanta is home to the busiest airport in the world and to major institutions of higher education. Atlanta has nationally recognized institutions. The High Museum of Art exhibits important works, while the Atlanta Ballet, Atlanta Symphony Orchestra, Alliance Theater, and Atlanta Opera all provide world-class performances. Science and nature can be explored at the Botanical Gardens, Fernbank Museum, Zoo Atlanta, and the Georgia Aquarium. The Centers for Disease Control is a leading research center. The Atlanta History Center, King Center, Carter Center and Presidential Library, and other historic museums and sites preserve and document the history of the city, the state, and the South, and provide important resources for researchers. Atlanta has become one of the major urban centers of the United States.